It's all yours.
Okay, everybody, we're still thinking about the renewed mind here. So I want to look at three different places. We'll go to Luke chapter 10 again. Okay, so in Luke chapter 10, and I think I mentioned this, well, maybe I shared it Sunday at Fellowship. I don't remember if I shared it with y'all, but we're going to look at it because... we'll just start reading in verse 38. It says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village." And that village, by the way, was Bethany. "And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. She chose to seat herself to hear the word," Mary. And, of course, you know, Lazarus was their brother. And Jesus Christ had raised Lazarus from the dead. And he loved coming to Bethany. In fact, he came there a lot. He, towards, you know, that time of his last week of his life, he would walk to Jerusalem with his disciples, and then they'd walk back, and they would basically hang out at Mary and Martha and Lazarus' home, and their dad was named Simon, and this was in Bethany. This was a favorite place that Jesus Christ chose to go to, and it's just a real sweet fellowship that he had with them. And so, okay, back in verse 39. "So Martha received him, Mary sitting at his feet, and is listening to the word. And verse 40, "But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him," to Jesus, "and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." You know, how come she's just sitting around in there and I got to do all the work? So you got the Mary Martha syndrome happening here. And verse 41, "Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, 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 thou art careful or anxious and troubled about many things." The word careful is a really interesting word, and we're going to do a little mini word study on it. It means to be anxious. And it is the Greek word merimnao, M-E-R-I-M, as in Mary, N-A-O. And it means to be distracted or divided in mind. It means basically to be anxious. Martha, you're anxious, you're distracted, you're divided in mind, and you're troubled. To be troubled is to be agitated. You're troubled and you're anxious and divided in mind about many things. But, verse 42, "one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." And we know from other records that, you know, Mary, she broke the spikenard bottle of perfume that was very, very costly, worth an entire year's wages, and, you know, the oil and the perfume, and she wiped Jesus Christ's feet with her hair. There's just a number of beautiful records where Mary just shows that she chose that greater part that was needful, which was to sit at the Lord's feet and to hear him speak God's word. Okay, let's go back to Matthew chapter 6, and we'll see a few more things and a few more places where this word is used. To be anxious, to be divided in mind, to be careful, it's translated sometimes. Okay, we'll get the context in verse 20 and following in Matthew, and I love this record. I'm sure you've seen this record before. It's a beautiful record about putting God first. It says, verse 19, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures or affections," literally thoughts, "upon the earth," upon earthly carnal things. And this is an Easternism or a figure of speech that it really shows. It was a way in which the Eastern people thought. They would use different metaphoric words to mean, in the carnal sense, to mean things in the spiritual realm. So basically here he's saying, Don't lay up for yourselves treasures or affections upon earth or carnal things where moth and rust doth corrupt. Moth is basically fear that eats away your thoughts. And rust, which are worries that corrode or corrupt your thoughts. And where thieves, which represents doubts, break through and steal. Don't lay up for yourselves carnal thinking or treasures in the carnal realm where you're just going to have fear and doubt and worry eating this away. Verse 20, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven or in the spiritual realm where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is or where your thoughts are, literally, where your thoughts are, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And all that means basically is the light of your life is your spiritual understanding. In the East, they thought of the eye as the means to your spiritual understanding. It represented that. And if your spiritual understanding is single or whole or focused on God, then your whole life will be full of light. Verse 23, but if your focus be evil or spiritual darkness, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that, and this is really worded very interestingly, if the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold to one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon, or things in the carnal realm. You can't put those things before God and still serve God. These are hard truths to accept, but you can't serve God and the material carnal realm. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought. And that set of words right there is the same as what I just said, merim na'o. Don't worry, don't be anxious. Don't be divided in mind about your life, what you'll eat or what you'll drink or for your body, what you'll put on. Isn't the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Isn't your life more than what you eat and your physical being more than the clothes that you put on it? Isn't life more than that? How shallow it is to just think in terms of the carnal physical realm. Isn't there more to life? Is that all there is? Have you ever wondered? Thought about that. Verse 26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you much better than they? And which of you by taking thought, and that's another form of that word, which of you by worrying, being anxious, being divided in mind, can add one cubit to your stature? Is it going to make you any taller to worry? You know, basically, no, it's going to cause you to stoop. And verse 28, why take ye thought, again, why worry, why be divided in mind? For raiment, clothing, consider, think, observe well, the lilies of the field and how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory, and we just read some of Solomon's words, and he had a lot of glory in his life, right? Even Solomon was not arrayed like one of these lovely little perfect lilies that God created. So, verse 30, wherefore if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, because of all this, take no thought. Again, don't worry. There's a form of that Greek word again, merim na'o. Don't be divided in mind, saying, oh, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed? What are we going to do? How are we going to pay the rent, the mortgage, the this, that, and the other thing that we got to pay for? Verse 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. God knows what you need, but what's your focus? What are you What are you looking at? Are you looking at God's abundance and His promises in your life? Or are you thinking of yourself as that little grasshopper and all these giants are too big in your life for you to overcome? Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. All the things we talked about, the food, the clothing, and whatever else you need, all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought. Again, there's that same word, merimnao. Don't worry, don't be divided in mind, don't be distracted for the morrow. Don't worry about tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought. Figuratively speaking, kind of tongue in cheek, Jesus is saying, hey, don't worry about tomorrow. There's enough, you know, tomorrow will take care of, you know, take thought for the things of itself. It's going to, you know, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. You know, you can deal with what's coming up tomorrow when tomorrow gets here. Just seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything's going to be okay. All right? So we're going to end up in Philippians, which is another use of this word about not being divided in mind or distracted. In Philippians chapter 4, and let's start in verse 4. And this again, this is a beautiful way to phrase it. You know, this is a great way to package this. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. And if you're going to rejoice, then you first got to have some what?
Joyce.
Some joy. And joy and rejoice and rejoice. Because we praise God. We love Him. We're thankful. We trust Him. No matter what it looks like, we don't worry about it. God meets us where we're at, but we trust Him. We rejoice. And verse 5, let your moderation or your yieldingness on insignificant matters be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is as close as your hand, your very breath. He's right there with you. So just, you know, don't sweat the small stuff is basically what this is saying in this verse. And it says in verse 6, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be merimnao. Don't be divided in mind, encumbered about, and anxious and worried and fretful. And I tell myself this verse probably 10 times a day. It's one of my favorite go-to verses, and it's a good thing to memorize these verses, some of these favorite verses, and carry them with you so you can back off the enemy, you know, like Jesus Christ did in the wilderness, you know, get thee behind me, Satan, kind of thing. And He did it with, it is written. You know, we studied earlier on in this class in 2 Timothy 3:16 to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is imperative that we know what the word says so that we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. That's why we study. That's why we work the word into our heart, and to build faith from all the incredible things God has done for His people throughout all the ages. So, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in every single thing by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the results will be the peace of God, verse 7, which passes all understanding. It is so amazing, the peace of God. Peace is the absence of all strife in life. Peace is the opposite of stress. You know, anxiety, stress, being divided in mind, being careful, worrisome, fretful, versus that calm courage or that undisturbed believing. Absence of all strife in life. That's what peace is. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall guard or keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, pure, lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think these things. This is what you think about. Think about what you're thinking about. Things of virtue, things of praise, things that are pure, things that are honest and true and lovely. And verse 9, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. And he is encouraging them to be a follower, an imitator of him. You know, the word learned is the word menthana, which means by quiet study and observation, they had studied Paul's life. Paul had studied Jesus Christ's life and the Word of God, and he was presenting himself as an example to these people, and he's saying, you know, just do what I do. Monkey see, monkey do. It's a good thing. Imitate these things, the good things, the things of the Word of God, and the God of peace shall be with you. Okay? So be anxious for nothing. Don't be divided, distracted in mind, worrisome, but just know that, you know, what we focus on is the glass half full or half empty. You look at the good and you expect God to fill the glass the rest of the way. So, okay, good. I'm done. Love you guys.
All right. That's wonderful. That's great.